Welcome to the council meeting, agenda 24-23, regular village council, Tuesday, December 3rd, 7 p.m. Agenda. One change, 4.2 under delegations. John will not be here today. And do we have any others? I'll ask a question for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we accept the agenda as amended.
I'll second.
All in favor? Okay. Adoption of the minutes for a regular meeting, November 19th, 2024. Anybody like to make that motion?
I don't see anything out of line, so I'll make the motion.
Seconder?
I'll second.
All in favor? Thank you. All right. Delegations. Larry Tricker. You have the floor, sir. Welcome.
I'm here under a concern about the sewer lagoon, which is means we have a new council, we have a new mayor. There was no use me coming in at the other one because I didn't think it would be falling through. But I want to know what's happening with the new lagoon, why it's there, who suggested it be there. I got a whole bunch of questions. So the old lagoon is used primarily by the First Nation. Why it's being moved, I have no idea. They say I'm getting all kinds of information there saying that there's too much effluent being put into that lagoon to hold up. When I go up to Freehold Road and I see all the testing that's done, and I see the money that's spent out there with all their drilling and all their equipment work and everything that they've been doing out there, like to know under whose behalf they're working under. Is it the First Nations behalf or is it this town council?
For some of those answers, I can get you specific answers, but in general, it's the government of YG that owns the pit up top that's unsanctioned as of right now. It's never been sanctioned. So some of those questions are backdated like 7 years from what I first heard about the lagoon. And we did mention in the last council there that like initially we heard that it was LSCFN that was in control of that project, but YG came back and said now the VOC is going to be the main representative on that project, if I'm not mistaken. But we are dealing with some of the survey stuff through YG. We have some information. They did do public consult with some of us. They had a couple meetings. They've been at some GAs for LSCFN, but I can reach out and to the engineers into YG to get some of that information for you. And when they're going to have that public hearing, get you those dates. But as far, nothing is set in stone. Nothing has come to us saying that that is the end site specific for those, for that lagoon. So there is still time to have your concerns heard, and we can help you navigate when that is. And as far as any other information specifically, I can, like, whatever you give us today, I can get back to you.
Well, for one thing is the cost that it costs them to do what they've done out on the Freehold Road. They could have built four new pits. I built that pit up there in 1982. It's been used since then. We did go up and We did make it longer because of the it was plugging up and it was actually filling.
Yeah.
Now, why would they move it? We have a problem with pollution. We have a problem with the dump. We have a problem with pollution. And CarMax seems to be coming up all the time on the sewer problem. They keep getting hung up on sewage. And I think I think the whole town should have a look at it and say, why would we move a sewer lagoon when we have one already existing? We've already polluted that area. Why wouldn't we just extend it like we did in 2002, I think? Corey, do you remember when that was done?
It was prior to when I worked here. So
yeah,
I think before 2006.
Yeah, somewhere around there is when we just went up and extended it. That material that's up there was tested. We did substantial testing on it before we moved it or before we added to it. And I see no reason why they're going through all this other work on the Freehold Road. My concern is not only them moving the pit, polluting another area, but the greatest part of that lagoon was the height that it has, the sewage or effluence, as we'll call it, has to go to get to the water table. An estimation there was somewhere in 400 to 500 feet is how far it has to go down before it reaches a water table or a water source.
Right.
So what they're looking at now is moving it out on Freehold Road. I don't know what and where the councilors expect the town to move, but we're not going to move up there in the hill, I hope. But the Freehold Road, like where the bypass road and that is, there's flat land there, excellent building locations. It's where CarMax has to go. When I talked to First Nation, they said that they were looking at moving to Coal Mine Lake. Is that also the council's feeling?
Not that I know of.
Well, see, there you go. So where is CarMax going to move? Where are we going when we get larger? CarMax has grown since I was a kid, 65 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It has grown consistently and considerably more and more every year. It has to have somewhere to grow. Now, why would we put a sewer pit where we have potential to have lots? The other thing is at my farm, I dug a well last year with my excavator. I dug 22 feet. I have an average of 7 feet of water in that. So the water table is at 9 feet. And you're going to put a sewer lagoon there? You're going to put a sewer lagoon? Like, who's running this show? Is the government pushing it?
Yeah.
Is the council pushing it? Or is the First Nation pushing it? Who's pushing it?
The YG is pushing it. And the village is inquiring based off of what you're saying in the same realm of questions of what area, the options of the area, and the why, right? Some of that does come down on this water treatment facility being like at its capacity and beyond, and what that looks like, right? So that's where some of this is coming from, right?
I don't understand when you're saying what are you driving at there? That you're going to build another new sewer plant out there? Is that what you're saying?
No, well, they're asking basically, how are you going to get rid of your effluent if you can't withhold the effluent you have going through the treatment plant now, right? So based off of the facts that I know is that area that they've chosen, or one of there's three plots there, would then be piped, and then this water treatment plant would be become a lift station. That is one of the options. But this is just in the early stages of talking, even though it's been on the books for 7 years, right?
It's longer than that.
So it's an ongoing process that nobody has really picked, that's gone back and forth, right? So having your information is going to help understand, you know, what are they looking at? Those specific public engagements that we're not getting all this information, right?
When I first heard about this lagoon, Luke was still mayor. That's how long back it goes. Bob Jackman was CAO. But they were talking about somewhere out on the Frigo Road, both dump and sewer lagoon back then. Now, I'm not going to say I got any information on that. I just remembered a discussion. I went to those meetings and I was like, wow.
It's absolutely doesn't make sense at all. And why you would move a lagoon out there when you're gonna, that's the only way the town has to go. It's pretty well got to go that way unless, I don't know where we're going. Has anybody looked far enough ahead in the future to see that? Or are we just throwing stuff around? Saying, oh, it's out of our sight, it's out of our, you understand where I'm coming
yeah.
from?
Yeah, yeah. And we've
and
had.
Believe me, don't get me wrong, I'm trying to protect my farm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have talked to Douglas Billy, who has First Nations property out there, and he's doing the same thing. He wants to protect his land as well for the future. And I can't understand why they would do that. I just can't understand it.
Can I?
Yeah.
Add in some information?
Sure.
Okay, so I certainly don't know what's the information around the choice of location and stuff, because I've missed that piece of the planning of this project. But my understanding is, like Mayor LaChaise said, the pit up on the hill is well beyond its useful life, and it's not actually an engineered lagoon in any way. And Yukon government has been told they have to close it down. So they're being forced to find a solution. The wastewater treatment plant is beyond its capacity. So a lagoon, which was what was discussed prior to this wastewater treatment plant being built, and the community chose to not go that direction at that time, is the appropriate treatment for sewer in the north. It's the tried and tested and true treatment for the north. Now, I don't know anything about location or all of the details. What I've heard about this one is that it's going to be out the Frigold Road. It's going to be, there'll be aerated and anaerobic cells with the facultative cell for the future, and that there'll be an infiltration bed instead of outfall to the river. That's what I've heard.
So you haven't heard that you're only 9 feet from the water table?
I don't know the details of it.
Why would they do that?
I don't know the details. Like, I haven't heard the details of what the planning has been for that specific location.
That's the same thing I remember. I don't remember who suggested it, but it was a government guy here that was saying that that was the best location.
Yeah, there were multiple locations.
Most
recently.
If this government guy that came out here and said that that was the best location, obviously he didn't know anything about Carmack. Because they went out there and they, for one thing they did, they blocked an area off that stopped all production from being in that area. There was a big land use freeze out there, and it stopped all production out there. And the other thing that it did was they just put roads in here and there and wherever they damn well wanted to. It's typical of Yukon government, our government, to go out there and do that. Why was that not stopped? Why did they have to go out there and make such a mess? They put roads to the left, roads to the right. They did a big clearing. They piled up a bunch of stuff. They dug a bunch of holes. Blah, 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 blah.
I think the clearing on the right was the testing place of that area, and the clearing on the left is the potential. They're probably testing for potential infiltration bed on the left side.
But there's three sites that they're probably testing because there's three options. That's the only reason I can give you for why that's kind of scattered around that area. But this is really good information, Larry. And we're going to take all this information. We're going to talk to YG. We're going to talk to the engineer. So the more that you can share with us is better for us to have something to say, right?
Well, what I'm saying, and what for the money that they have spent on their testing, and what they've done out there, I'm sure they could have built a beautiful site up on the hill right where they're dumping, because that sand up there was tested, and it was the engineer, we'll call him, I'm not sure what he was, is since retired from government, that was in there at that time, but it was all tested. That whole site was tested before we could start a sewer dump. We just couldn't go up there and dig a hole and start a sewer dump. And I don't know why all of a sudden everything has to be different now. I can't understand why it's not left where it's at, just moved. You know what I mean? Like, there's room for another site right beside it. There's only one drill hole up there. They only put one hole down where the sewer treatment plant or where the sewer lagoon is now. There's only one drill hole there. There's about 15. There's 10 or 15 holes out there. I drove around and tried to count them with my four-wheeler last summer, and I just about got lost. Anyway,
okay.
It's just information that should be, this council should take into consideration. If you want to save money or whatever, you better get at her.
Yeah.
Because they're just, YTG or whoever's in charge of this seems to be just pouring it out there. Was it ever consulted with anyone?
They did have consultation with.
And who did they notarize?
There was a couple of public meetings. Yeah. That's how I knew about it back in the day. Like, it's going back quite a bit. This might be 20 plus years.
It's in the last 5 years.
They've had.
Well, when's Luke? Like,
that was a different.
Yeah, no.
But they have had to. And I can say that I, like, sitting at the table, I have asked, even in the previous council, about the updates for the lagoon and what their projected timelines are, what's going on. So I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm asking, right? But we'll definitely bring something back to you, because we all want to know.
Well, right? we all should know.
Yeah.
Because if, like I said, you know, as counselors, you have to look at where the town is going to grow. And it has nowhere else to go, I'm sorry. But you might get away with putting a few more industrial lots, but I think that's all First Nation owned. It's got to go that way. And
anything else you need, Larry, or want to share?
Yeah, being I'm in the private enterprise, we were told that we're going to have a gravel pit. Where's the gravel pit? Right now, I can buy gravel off of the First Nations for $4.75 a cubic meter. I don't think I should have to. Their members are allowed to take 10 yards per member. But I can't get gravel there for members on this side unless I pay for it.
As a business or a personal, you're talking, which one?
As a business or a personal.
Okay.
And I want to know where our gravel pit is.
Okay.
And this goes back a long ways. When they shut the YTG pit down.
This is out here.
Yes.
On the highway.
Yes. When they shut the YTG pit down, we were given word from YTG that they would either open up another pit or have something available for the local contractors to haul out of. It's come down to the same thing. If I want to haul gravel, I have to get a permit from YTG. So that in turn costs your people that are building here. And if you want a driveway put in, it costs you $4.75 a cubic meter over top of me hauling it, which gets a little expensive. So, you know, instead of gravel being $200 a load, it's now $350. And certain contractors are charging more than that. And I don't know where they're getting their gravel from. I have to get a permit off of YTG to haul out of their gravel pit. And it's only X number of meters, and that's it. So 10 or so years ago, I don't know, Corey, you might have been here then when YTG said that they were going to close it down to all contractors, that we weren't allowed to haul out of there. But they also said that what they would make it easier for the contractors to get a permit to haul gravel. So since then, I found three locations where the sewer lagoon is, and they won't give me a permit there because they have a land freeze on out there for the sewer lagoon.
Up there.
The Freehold.
Out the Freehold. They tell me that I can't get a permit out there because
GOU comments, the land use permit is huge out there.
There's a bulk permit out there. There's a land freeze. So if it takes you guys 20 years to get this sewer thing underway, I'm out of business because I can't get gravel. I filled out three different land applications now, and they all come back to me. No, that's within the lagoon. They haven't decided what they're going to pull. They haven't. It's holding up the whole progress. But I don't think it's up to the town or to the councilors to find a gravel pit. I think it's up to me to find it. But I think it's up to the council to back me on it. When I do find something, I wish that the council would hold their hand up and say, yes, we want him to have this pit. Every time I find something, it gets kerfuffled by that land freeze or whatever we'll call it out there. Or the First Nation tells me, no, that's their land. They don't want me on it. So where do you go?
What's that 1.5 kilometers up? Is that a government?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to haul it there either?
No, no permit. So much a meter. There's no reason, Dennis. The last place I tried to get a permit was they told me, oh, I was too far out of town. And I said, what do you mean I'm too far out of town? Like it's the bypass is going by there. And they said, you're too far out of town. The road is not maintained in the wintertime. And I said, I don't haul gravel in the wintertime. Well, they said, no, the road has to be maintained to your gravel pit. Well, months of the year. And I'm saying, well, how can YTG have a gravel pit at 4 mile and not maintain the road? Well, how can they close the pits down? How can 10 mile, I tried to get a pit at a thing at 10 mile
And you can't there either because they don't tell you, oh, that's a YTG pit. And that road in there is closed. You can't go in there now. Well, why? They don't, like, I don't need gravel in the wintertime. I only need it in the summertime.
Why did they stop pushing or the gravel pit that was here for years? What happened there?
Like, it was unsafe.
Yeah, but they used to always push the slope down. Like, you know what I mean? They put a cat up there. And...
Well, they had the problem just became to be too much because the foremen didn't want to look after the permits. The other thing was that people were in there and they were digging holes under the frost. They were going, you know what I mean? And they were making a danger. They were tunneling in, and YTG didn't want anything to do with it. And rightfully so, it was stopped. But
I just remember back in the day, they'd slash up there and they'd push it down. It was all, you know what I mean? They always kept the proper slope.
Well, that's exactly what we did as contractors. We took it in turns. Kenny would push it down 1 year and I would push it down 1 year. And then Kenny would push it down and I would push it down. And we took it in turns. But then YTG all of a sudden decided that they weren't happy with it.
There was a year when there were other contractors in town that were using it and they didn't do the same, look after it the same way.
Well, yeah. Like, for instance, when the town had their sewer put in and Castle Rock was here, they dug huge holes in there. Like, and so who suffers for it? It's the contractor that's here.
We can
I don't want the council to get me wrong here. I'm not doing this solely for me. I'm doing it for the contractors that are all the contractors, all of us. Why should we have to haul gravel across the bridge? Why should I have to pay for gravel? Why can't I get a permit on my own for my own gravel pit? All these questions are within the town, and there's no answers. But
we'll bring those questions forward for you, Larry.
When they shut down the gravel pit, they told us that they would open something or there would be something available for us somewhere to get gravel within a 10-mile radius of town, and that did the one at whatever it is, Dennis Campbell Highway there, that did that one in.
The one at 564?
Yeah, out to Campbell Highway, because it's over 10 miles.
Yeah, it's 564, yeah, it's just past 9 mile there.
So what they're saying is, like, if I get a permit, I have to be within 10 miles. The road has to be maintained 24/7, 12 months of the year. And I'm saying, for what? Do you have anything you want to shoot back?
I'm going to ask the questions. I'm going to bring the questions forward as a council from the village climax, to see what direction or who, and we'll get something to reply back to you. Right now I don't have anything other than to take what you're bringing forward and push that forward to YG. And see what happens.
Yeah, because I've been stopped and I've been stumped and I've been stumbling around and I've been trying to get this through and it won't go. You understand what I mean? And it just makes the price of people that newcomers, new people that are coming here that are trying to build, instead of them paying $250 a load, now they got to pay $350 a load. It's not going to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, First Nations have their own gravel pit. I don't know why the council here can't have our own, or why we can't walk off a chunk down there at the dump and say, this chunk is ours. You guys move over. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They say there's a lack of material there. that they have all this material that they're going to use on the bypass and whatever. Is the bypass still going?
Good question.
That is a good question.
I can give you those answers.
But beans, there's a new council and a new mayor. I want you to be aware of this, these questions that I have brought up, so that you know where I'm coming from. You understand what, you know, and it's not new news. It's old news that's been brought up to the front again. Okay, so.
I appreciate that, Larry. Thank you for coming.
That means I have to leave.
No, you could stay. You could stay.
Okay.
But I appreciate all your concerns, and we'll do our best to get to you.
Yeah, I'm not expecting miracles or answers or
something
that's something. But there has to be something. I mean, there has to be something. The sewer lagoon has to be looked into, and it has to be looked. You have to take a step back and look at it, because I don't think anybody wants to buy a lot beside a sewer lagoon. And I don't think that YGG is looking at it properly on account of the water table.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. No problem. Carry on.
Well, no, it's good.
I didn't even swear. Did anybody ever swear?
No, she brought a couple of questions that I wanted answered. So.
Okay, we'll move on. Correspondence, I see nothing. Reports, council activity reports. Doris, would you be so kind?
I attended the.
What are you doing?
New council orientation training put on by AYC, and it was very informative. And I have some things I'll tell you later during the AYC report.
Thank you, Doris.
Same thing. I attended that meeting, and I really enjoyed it. It was a lot. Man, it was a lot. I thought the lady that did it was. All I could say is the energy of her. I liked it. It was good. I got my stuff here because I got to keep reading over it because I still got to try to remember some of it. It's a lot. I really enjoyed it. And I have something else, but that's all I can think of right now. So that's it.
Lori?
I attended the same training. I thought it was really good. I've been to a few of them, and I thought she did a really good job balancing it. I was particularly interested in some of the updates from community services about the new infrastructure funding that's coming, the Canada Housing Infrastructure Funding, and that some of it's merit-based and some of it's UConn-based, whatever that means. There's also the one they called the GICB. I don't know what that acronym stands for, and I wrote down customer because I don't know what it's for. But it is municipalities can apply directly to it. And they're looking at allowing us to stack our gas tax, which I thought was really cool. And I was wondering if we could ask Yukon Government Infrastructure or whoever has it, maybe our community advisor, for a copy of the latest 5-year capital plan for CarMax. Or their infrastructure list, or whatever they want to call it these days, but I haven't seen one for a long time. And
it's like where their budget is on that funding.
It's like what they're planning on doing for the next 5 years, or what our wish list is. Yes.
Yeah.
For all of CarMax, though, it includes municipal, Yukon government, and there's certain projects in there that are anything that gets funded through the federal funding.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
I too attended the new council training for AYC. I thought it was very informative. Kind of doing on what Corey was saying. I did appreciate some of the comments from the minister, Austin, and Deputy Minister. And I did find that it was the funding that we could get for possibly through gas tax, the fire truck. So rolling stock on specific vehicles related to protective services. Yeah, other than that, been working with Prince here. We have the Village of Carmack's Christmas party date for December 16th at 7 o'clock. Yeah,
In the rec center.
at the rec center.
16th? I thought I seen the 9th.
Oh, it's on the 16th of December.
Oh, okay. Hey, that might be better. I wasn't going to be able to make the 9th.
Other than that, I don't have too much more. Liam, bylaw officer, you have the floor.
Yeah, appreciate it. That was a slow month this month, like the RCMP said there. So don't expect any big numbers, right?
It's a good thing.
Yeah, no, thank God. So there's only two dogs this month. You report a red team. Aggressive dog complaints was two as well. And one of them involved the RCMP, but the RCMP got the complaint and I had to help them out. And talk about violations three. Two were just stop signs and it was unsecured load. Public encounters five. So I had elders coming up to me stating their concerns, which is a good thing. And I think one was related, the one he there, because your mother, I think. She said she mentioned the news here. The snow banks are too high and she can't see when she's stopping at the stop sign. I said I mentioned it anyway, so. And the other one was jake brakes. Rather complained about jake brakes, which there's a byline test for that, or 307 now. There's no set penalty part. So I mentioned that. Open space infractions, zero, which is a good thing because winter time there's no one on the trail anyway, so. That's about it. And multiple occurrences would be assisting the RCMP and the Robert Campbell Highway and one aggressive dog incident. And I'll be working with the RCMP on the school engagement on the springtime. So that's it. I'm really come to me now, but I'll be going to Ireland now on the 7th to the 13th. So Blake will be taking over. Any calls come in, so he'll be getting them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would say hi to the cousins for me.
I'll be getting drunk and
I'm wondering, could we get signs just put up, please? Because we found out that we can't put up do not use your jake brakes because there's no law here in Yukon. But can we have a sign put up?
you can. I actually researched that. So there's nothing in the Motor Vehicles Act stating you can't. And especially with this new Traffic Safety Act coming out, it actually gives you the power to do that.
Oh, really? Because
Yeah.
we got informed, I think it was by Lee, saying that it was not allowed. But
Oh.
even to put a please do not use
A
it.
notice sign is different than a posted sign.
Exactly.
So it might be something that Liam can look at.
There's also the noise thing. What did they call it? The noise legislation. We don't.
Yeah.
I can understand the guys coming down Coal Mine Hill.
We'll have it done and print it out and bring it in.
But coming around the corner here, like they hit it, like especially those Northland guys. They got those loud ones. So I can understand.
We'll have to check what the policy or bylaw says, Liam's.
Yeah.
It's
Like
just.
even Pat's been on those guys about the bridge down there for surely, like, jack that thing up 1 inch. Oh man, it's a 20-year thing, like to get someone to answer. I hear when I'm walking my dog.
It's very loud. I hear it.
Like little things like that for noise, like for people.
What about
I do ask him about the stopping at the signs,
yeah.
and he said we have in the bylaw, we have full section and everything. We
Okay.
went through the bylaw.
I'm bad in the wintertime for not Because I end up, you're spinning.
Okay, we'll move on to a financial report. The check log here for your review. If you do have any questions or concerns, you can ask. Prince here, we can highlight it. You can bring it forward to Annette. And we'll move on to recreation report 6.5. I understand that Chanel is doing an amazing job. She's really busy right now doing the 0 to 5 age Christmas party. So if you just want to review her report, I'm sure she'll be glad to, or Prince will be glad to answer any questions you have that you want to forward it to him. And we'll move on to Public Works report.
Is he coming back in for it, or?
I don't think so.
Okay.
If you want to review that Public Works report, if you have any questions or concerns, you can talk to Prince. We can forward it to Jens.
Now, when he mentioned the snowbanks, is it what our guys are pushing, or is it what? Oh, really?
So we'll move on to CAO report.
It's my first time for the report.
Well, you have the floor.
First of all, I just want to thank your council for giving me the opportunity to be the interim CAO, and I will give my best to keep this running until we get the new CAO. And thank you so much, guys. And the second is project updates, so, and grants and funding. So I do prepare the draft for Canada Summer Job Funding. It's the account setup that I have to change from Matthew to myself. So I did that already. So it will be done maybe tomorrow or day after tomorrow.
Okay.
So we will have we are submitting for 14 people. 14 students, and it's all the different positions like pool opening and landfill, public works guys, recreation center, admin assistant here. So it's, I came up to like call together 14 positions. So hopefully we'll get maximum. And so CDF, Community Development Fund. So I have a meeting with fund advisor, Talia. So it's about the, we are putting application for roofing for the municipal office renovation in the upcoming summer. If we can pull that off, then it will be great. So yeah, it's I have two or three information sessions, then it's a personal meeting with her. So okay. We can put a good application, we can get the funding. And for Housing Accelerator Fund, Jane from Groundswell Planning will join us for an in-person meeting during next council meet session.
Yeah.
The meeting is scheduled for 6 p.m. So you guys have to come 6 to 7 to meet with her in person. They will have a little presentation for us.
Okay.
And so then we can start the meeting, next meeting after at 7. But we'll come and get 6.
You guys text and remind me because I'll forget the 6.
Is it a special meeting in part of the regular meeting, or is it just a?
It would just be more of information
ahead of the public meeting.
Yeah.
The public meeting is at 6?
No, at 7. It's still at 7.
I don't want you guys to come 2 times, so I just ask her from around 6 if she can accommodate.
I can change it if you want a specific meeting just for that. It's up to you guys.
No.
It's just to give you an update before, so you're not going through it all during the council meeting.
They will just
do a special meeting if you'd like.
They will just explain us where are we standing as the project. So what they can do right now, what we have to take the council's decision on the some of the important matters, how we are looking. They will just discuss everything.
Wouldn't take more than the hour.
She said minimum 30 minutes, maximum 45 to an hour.
Okay. I'm okay with meeting at 6. Are you, Dennis?
I am, but like I said, remind me, and I will be here in my work clothes probably.
Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with meeting at 6. It's just like we're not supposed to meet unless it's actually a meeting, right?
Well, we can put it down as a special meeting.
Council meeting at 6 and just have it on the agenda.
I'll change it as a special meeting on the same day, an hour before.
Okay. Whatever works for you guys. I just don't want to be called for meeting without a public meeting.
No problem. We'll
call us.
Well,
I'm still learning this.
No, we'll have it so it's a special meeting an hour before.
Do it in public meeting?
No, special meeting.
It would have to be public.
All meetings are public.
Unless it's a committee of the whole meeting.
Because they will be discussing throughout all the projects, how are we doing with funding and all.
I will find out specifically if we're going to do that.
You can post it as a special meeting and have it in camera if it's land.
Yeah.
It's more than that.
Okay.
Done.
Okay, next one is I also went with you guys for the newly elected AYC training. And I really enjoyed it. I met so many people. So, and I got to know which department to knock the door whenever we need. And we did too for the emergency that we are having right now for the increasing the water levels in our river. We sent it to Greg Blackjack from EMO. And his assistant came back with answer that they will be sending us an email tomorrow morning coordinating with the water department, what's going on and where are we, and is it the correct information they have, or they will get back us tomorrow morning. And we already coordinate with our partners, LSE FIAM, for their, whoever is in charge for their emergency management. So I included the chief, deputy chief, and everyone included in that. So everybody was on, they replied back that they want to know the updates on the time.
Thank you.
And so we have budget and prepared for just the draft, operational and maintenance and capital budget. As I told you guys, we need more information for capital budgets, how we want to plan our next 4 years so we can be ready. So we don't want to rush the things in February, March, when it's the time for the bylaw for the capital budget. So we just want to be a little prepared for the things before that time. And other than that, just the same thing, infrastructure improvements. We were talking to IT about, like Councillor Corey mentioned, that we need the capital budget from their side too. What are they looking for to improve in our community? And next one is just the staff responsibility. As Mayor LaChance mentioned, that we are organizing staff Christmas party scheduled for December 16th. The invitations were sent yesterday. I hope everyone did get the invitations.
Yeah, thank you.
And looking forward to celebrate with everyone. Okay. And we will have a big meeting that, like, it will be joined with the fire department as well. And we have one person allowed with the, all the staff members. So we are looking at like 50 to 60 people.
Nice.
Can I bring my dog, please?
Yeah, plus one.
And other than that, I'm just working where the things come in. So if you guys have any questions, let me know.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Has it been practice here for the project managers for these various projects, like the Lagoon project, to come and
give an update? Yes, it has.
Or there's like a decision point in their project schedule that requires certain times where they need decisions? Or...
No. They're informing us of where they are on the project. I believe that they've been held up at one certain spot. The only thing that I remember is them saying that when I asked the question is who is responsible for O&M was the question that I asked. And from what I was told from the CAO previous to this one was that VOC is responsible for that O&M. So that's kind of where that it's been.
Yeah, maybe we can request an update.
Yeah.
That would be
definitely. The Greenwood was here.
They will be here again, maybe on December 10th. I need to check the meeting, and I need to join that meeting because it's my first time. I don't know if it's all things.
There will be an update very soon.
Okay,
moving on. AYC, Doris.
The March board meeting will be virtual, and I'll let you know the date because I wrote it down, but I don't have it with me. And the AGM is going to be in Haines Junction, and it's normally Mother's Day, the second weekend in May, but this year there's something going on in Haines Junction that weekend, so it's going to be in April, and I'll let you know the dates tomorrow, Prince, so you can get us reservations before they're all gone in the hotels there. We'll probably all be going, make reservations for everybody and yourself or whoever's in your seat. And so that would be what, 6 rooms will be. It's best to get on that. Otherwise, we'll be out of luck. YG will have all the good ones.
They tend to book.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doris. Moving on, bylaws. 7.1 VOC signing authority bylaw 313-24 for third reading. Put that on the table.
We did some amendments in last meeting as the second meeting. So it's already been made. If there is anything else needs to change.
Wow. Ranking was still on there.
I'll move to give third reading to bylaw 313-24, being a bylaw to establish signing authority for the Village of Carmax.
Okay, thank you, Councillor.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor? Thank you. Right, moving on, new and unfinished business. 8.1 review tender for greater training. Now, this is a tender for operations of a tender for the greater equipment training for 3 Village of Carmack staff members. So, if you could review the tender and give your remarks. It's on the table for discussion. You can read through it. You can either, if you have any other changes, to you can bring them forward now. If not, you can bring them to Prince, and he will be glad to answer your questions. I do see a couple. I have a couple of highlighted spots, but one would be trainer qualifications. If you want to look at that, it says maybe Dennis, maybe you could speak on this part, but I had a question about have certified experience or expertise in heavy equipment. Like, is there not in general that somebody gets a certificate for heavy equipment? Like, how?
Well, we go through it all. We end up with the heavy equipment, like I could show. But a grader is special.
Right.
Yeah.
But what I'm asking is in general, if this is a public tender, would necessarily somebody have those tickets to present to be able to achieve possibly awarded the tender?
Oh, I see.
Is this?
We have YTG has their trainers. I wonder if one of them would be able to do it.
But this is a tender to go out to the public so they can have an opportunity to provide this training. So like local businesses.
Someone like Larry or Ben. I would prefer, myself, I prefer to see someone like that. Gary Wheeler,
so
Ken Roberts.
What I'm asking is the language in the tender needs to reflect the opportunity.
Do your certifications expire?
No.
So once you're certified, you're certified.
Yeah, but we do recert every year. Like, you know, I don't see anywhere where they say they'll take it away, but every year we're getting updated on something. The only thing we have to recert on all the time and redo tests on, and I just did mine, is the boilers, the steam trucks.
Mm-hmm.
That one is very specific. But the grader, once you get it, you got it. Class 3, class 1, it's Yukon. Every 3 years, every 5 years, you have to go get a medical and whatnot. But yeah, if you let it lapse, then you got to go through the whole test all over again. But other than that, and YTG follows those rules. Same thing.
What I'm asking is how it's written,
your
qualifications as the trainer, shall they meet these three, like have certified expertise, like they have to show proof. Is that something that everybody agrees is in this?
Well, I think if you have someone like Gary Wheeler, Ken Roberts, I mean, Ken, holy crap, I mean, Gary and Larry, I mean, we know their years of experience. You know what I mean? If I came up there and said, let me do it, I'll flat out tell you guys, I'm only doing this a short term. I think we could take it on who put their name in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You'd have to remove certified. It's subjective.
You'd have to win.
You'd have to remove certified because likely they're extremely experienced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Self-taught, extreme experience, right?
Yeah.
Well, we know Larry, Gary, and Ken are certified. They went through, all of them went through YTG certifications.
Hey,
maybe I'm following this, I don't know.
Maybe leave the word certified out and then just say expertise.
Okay.
Then we'll cover all the bases.
Expertise?
Yeah.
And then you need some dates, I guess. Duration.
So they will just fill out and whoever will give us the dates according to our schedule and the training fees.
And the work and the proposed requirements in the training part. Trainer credentials. So you need to have something there. I just think it's a lot of
it's a lot because it's written out as a tender, right?
Yeah.
Like if you were to just put out an expression of interest. Is there anybody who is certified training that would be interested in doing training for village staff? It would be a different response you would get. Right?
And we want them to meet some of these, like, requirements.
So. Yeah.
And still have those requirements in there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
It's the same. It's very similar. It's just a procurement method. It's just
I would
a
leave
less specific, right?
So we want to change directions and go with expression of interest.
Oh, no, you don't have to.
I'm just asking.
I'm just saying, like that is a way to put out for
some of those
for a little bit more ambiguous type procurement.
Okay,
but I mean, this is already done, so. You can put it out and see, or you can do it by invitation and see who did it say invitational or did it say
so
tender invitation?
Yeah, it invites qualified service providers.
So you can do it by invitation or you can do it by public posting or however. There's a procurement policy, right, that allows you to do that procurement.
Yeah, if it's more than 3,000, then we have to put it out for the public. We don't know the cost for this one. Whoever to come up with the reasonable cost and matching our budget, it's there. That's the.
And if it's a way more, then you just revisit the plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else have any?
Because we want to use that data as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I'll make it less, maybe one or two pages to fill than for fellow.
Yeah.
Or just put the.
I wouldn't even remove that certified because I don't know exactly what heavy equipment are you talking about? Not truck training, just.
No, specific to a grader.
It looks fine, really.
I think it looks fine. I don't think you even have to take the certified out. I mean, if someone is.
If somebody will come with the certification, then.
They'll show it.
They'll show. And if they don't, you know.
All right, we're going to leave it as it is.
I think it looks good.
You need.
Motion.
Motion.
To accept the tender to be out by tomorrow.
Questions on the table?
Questions?
Is it. Because it's over $3,000.
It will be.
It could possibly, like,
yeah,
having the extent of this hours just in general based off the tenders, what's giving us
the. So you need a resolution to put the tender out?
I don't know because it's all
I haven't read the policy, so I'm sorry. Generally, it's a resolution to accept a bid above a certain amount.
So the question is to get the tender to be put out.
Do you have to, is it, do you have to?
It's have a motion, but then you're saying based off of the applicants, then if it's over a certain amount, that would have to be a resolution.
So generally I don't recall, but I did read the procurement policy like in previous before, but generally it's an amount, like council resolutions are required for to accept a bid of a certain amount.
Right.
Generally, if it's a plan and you have the money to go forward with the plan, then administration puts the tender out and then it comes back to council for acceptance. If it's below a certain amount, you could just do it. If it
direct award
goes above a threshold, then it comes to council for award, right?
Right.
So basically, we don't need the motion. We just need like it's good.
Approval of the scope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want one, like just a resolution to approve the scope?
Any a formal public tender of proposal or transactions anticipated to be greater than $10,000. Informal proposals solicited from specified suppliers are required for all purchases between and including $2,000 and $25,000. So that's where you have
it. Can you read that again? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Transactions up to $2,000 will be left to the discretion of department managers. Chief Administrative Officer shall have the authority to accept all tenders up to $10,000. Subject to the following limitations, Council has provided appropriations, therefore, that the bid can be reasonably awarded to the lowest reasonable bidder, and the CEO provides to Council a monthly report of all such tender offers and acceptance. So I don't think it doesn't even have to come to before us.
It doesn't. Sometimes councils like to review scopes, though, to make sure they're meeting the, what it is you're looking for, right? But I mean, I'm not an expert at grader training, so.
No, but to have the information with the piece of equipment as it being new to our staff, this is why it's here.
It's great to know that it's happening.
Yeah. So we're saying it's the discretion of the CAO at this point, other than
he just has to let us know what ones he's got the right to accept them.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Moving on.
So we'll just pour down tomorrow.
Thank you.
Chris. It probably won't be over. A council resolution is required prior to the award of any contract in excess of $35,000.
Thank you for bringing it for our information.
Yeah, that's good to know. Thank you.
It was new to me, so I thought it.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's good.
Great.
Get your advice.
All right. 8.2, reviewing budget and O&M for VOC. Is that? This is here. Okay.
And this is the provisional budget.
So we only need a resolution for operating for the provisional budget. It's in end of December.
And we December 31st, but we will be mostly off last 7 or 8 days. So it will be better to get all done December 17th. And this is only for the operational. And,
it's just the provisional, yeah.
Yeah.
Provisional, yeah. Not capital budget.
No. Okay. Right. So we'll, if you want to review it, and on the 17th, you'll have your.
So it'll
be like, back on.
Because if the council decided to change some of the things, then we have to reflect on December 17th, or we could have.
Maybe we should let you know in advance of.
Yeah, or
through email.
Okay. All the things.
Okay.
Or should we have? I think we usually just set the provisional budget as it is and spend a little more time on the next one. Yeah, I think we'll just probably accept this as it is.
Well, I can put the question up there.
Yeah, we changed most of the
Any big changes other than it looks like the bylaw is added
and the environmental, like natural and the recycling department, moved to public works because they were not using their budget more than, but our public works were like going out of the budget. So,
and then insurance.
And the insurance as well. And it's because they are working in between all of them.
Balancing again.
It's definitely a difference between the expenditures and revenues.
And the actuals?
$2 million.
Yeah, the total expenditures is 3.5, and the total revenue is 3.5 million. Total expenditures is 5.4. And the difference is made up from expenditures.
Is that because we had closed some? You believe it is because we closed some projects.
Oh, I see. I see. Right? So the total operating is 3.6.
Yeah. And it's just capital budget that administration decided from our side just go from last year's to the 2025.
Yeah.
We will be deciding from like, we cannot pull all these in 2025. We will be moving some right. 26, 27, 28.
Right. That's where you need our
expertise.
This is supposed to budge balance with transfers. It's supposed to come up with same balance with revenues equaling expenditures. We can't have a deficit. We have to have a balanced budget.
Oh, it's because there's nothing in the green line at the top to transfer it from reserves.
Yeah, well, it has to be in there.
That's what my question was. Isn't that supposed to balance?
The 36-36 should be equal to the 35-82, but it's not.
Most of the answers we will have on December 17th as the insurance will come up and play their part. So we know that there are how much we are getting from.
And then it will balance.
Yes.
It looks like there's the difference, a slight deficit in operating currently. Right?
The budget
yeah.
is
50,000.
And then there's capital expenditures of 1.8.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no transfer from reserves for 1.8 in conditionals. Yeah. To pay for the capital expenditures.
Oh yeah, you move that there, and then it'll
balance.
And
the
then
five
it'll balance. Yes.
More.
Yes.
Ish.
Close.
What were you talking about? Insurance, sorry.
Oh, because they will give us the code maybe the screen.
Oh,
or then
it's so high. It's so than, high this year.
More than I will touch.
So you want the question on the table?
I think if we could just have it
you want to,
added to, like, so you either need to remove the capital expenditures for the provisional budget, or you need to add the revenue to make up for that. So it balances.
But the blue line should balance with the white line there. 35-82 and 36-36 should be equal.
The same. You need to carve $50,000 out of somewhere.
Mm-hmm. But I guess it will be there by the 17th. I have faith.
Are we making a motion? No, we want to revisit it on the 17th.
This case.
It would be really helpful if you guys also decide for the capital. This the two pages are the
yeah,
capital
the back
one.
Page.
So I don't have too much expertise in the administration at that time, so we just.
So we're talking about
2025.
Yeah.
So we will be moving some of them to 2026.
Okay.
It's so up to the priority and.
Please review and then give your remarks so that we can prioritize those budgets.
We need to do 25, 26, 27.
For the bylaw in the spring.
4 years?
4 years.
25, 26, 27, 28.
Yes.
Yeah.
And why? Where is last year's should go up to 27?
Yeah, last year I figured that they it was only for 2 years.
We had
a 3 year capital
plan
required.
How did we get by with only a 3 year capital plan?
It is a 3 year capital plan.
Was.
Oh, okay, so it isn't four.
We're up to the time though now.
We need to
create right.
Every year you have to do it.
We did.
Yeah, but somebody just said it's a 4 year capital plan. And I think we only did three. Is it a 3 year capital plan or a 4 year capital plan?
It's 3 years.
Okay, then we're good.
So do we include the last year?
25, 26, 27.
But we don't need to include the capital plan in the provisional budget?
No.
You only need a provisional budget to allow you to operate legally in January.
That's right. So can we remove this from here? Just tell them that.
And remove capital expenditures.
From the provisional.
You can. It doesn't having it in there just allows you to plan. Like if you're planning,
it's okay to be there.
It doesn't have to fold.
It's already done, right? Already here.
Just have to.
Okay, we're good to move. We can move on.
Well, we'll have to meet and discuss this at some point. Do we have anybody in our gallery? Janet didn't even come.
No, she's busy.
She will call tomorrow.
Okay. Do we have an in-camera session? Then I'll move for adjournment.
Oh, yes, we do. Sorry.
Okay, well, then I'll move that we have an in-camera session.
Okay.
At 8:16. And then I can keep track and put it under the door.